The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Welcome to your Friday News Show. And welcome to the Amazon. Yes, indeed, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 21st of September, 2018. All the best Amazon news. Yep, that's what we got for you in this Amazon special coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Yes, it was an Amazon product blowout special yesterday, and we got all the best ones here for you. We're going to start off with the Amazon Echo Dot and the Echo Plus, of course. Now, the Echo Dot's got an updated design, a little softer edges and fabric covers. Sound familiar? Yeah, I'm sure Google's saying, yeah, that looks a hell of a lot familiar. But other than that, that's pretty much it. The Echo Dot has the same four-button control layout as the current model, but less microphones. Instead of seven, it now has just four. Amazon's also saying the sound quality of the Echo Dot has been improved, meaning it doesn't sound quite like that cheap little speaker anymore. It's got some depth to it. Now, other than the Dot, we've got the new Echo Plus, and once again, they decided to throw the fabric on it. Of course, it's going to offer a more powerful bass. It should. It is bigger, and they're promising much clearer sound. Now, the Echo Plus will still offer the smart home hub built-in, but this year's model is going to have the new integrated temperature sensor. So you'll be able to say, hey, Alexa, how warm is it in here? And she'll be able to tell you. Amazingly, though, both Echoes are going to cost the same. The Dot's going to sell for $49.99, and the Echo Plus, $149.99. Next on our list, of course, is the smart plug. That's going to allow you to start integrating your entire home for Alexa. And it does pretty much what it says on the tin. It's a smart plug that controls whatever's plugged into it as long as you use Alexa the assistant. Of course, you're going to need an Echo device, the one we just told you about, either the Dot or the Plus, so that you can set everything up. And from what we can tell right now, it's pretty much unlimited. I think you could have 100 plugs in your home and you should be able to use them all. Your biggest drawback is going to be your Wi-Fi network. Will it be able to handle it? Under our next product that doesn't actually have an Echo in it, talking about the Fire TV Recast. This is definitely for all you cord cutters out there, and pretty much similar to what you'd see with like the Home Run HD. This box allows you to get your shows from your antenna, pump it right through the Fire TV, and then you can watch it on all your devices throughout your home through your streaming network. Of course, it is related to the Fire TV, meaning yes, you're going to have your Fire Sticks or Fire TV, these kind of things. Now, yes, this is definitely directed a little bit more towards our U.S. listeners right now, but we have heard Amazon will be introducing this product to other markets soon. Another cool thing about the Fire TV Recast, it's got a built-in DVR. In fact, it has two tuners in it, meaning you can record two things at once and still be watching something else. And since it has a DVR, obviously it has an internal hard drive. You can get it either at a 500 gigabyte or a 1 terabyte DVR version. The price there actually isn't a whole lot of difference. $229 for the 500 gig, $279 if you need a terabyte. And according to Amazon, the thing will start shipping November 14th. And finally, our last Amazon product on our Amazon special today. Couldn't leave this one out. The Alexa-powered microwave. At first, I see this like it's got to be a joke. And no, it's not. It's actually an official microwave oven, making it Amazon's first kitchen appliance. Now, you're probably thinking, gosh, this thing's going to be expensive. Amazingly, not too much. $59. So what are we going to get with the Amazon Alexa-powered microwave? Well, obviously, all things will be voice-activated, meaning the presets, that is. You can tell the microwave just how long you want to cook something for. Actually, you're just telling Alexa. You can actually even use phrases for Alexa saying it's frozen vegetables, and she'll know what to do. Now, the reason why the thing is only $60 is, well, it's powered by the low-cost Bluetooth low-energy Wi-Fi module. That's basically powered by the Alexa Connect Kit, meaning it will communicate with your other existing Echo devices. So, no, Alexa's not fully in your microwave, but she'll be able to get the information from the other devices you have around your house. And for those of you wondering if it's got a dedicated popcorn command, you bet it does. Simply say, Alexa, popcorn, and you're off popping. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find our podcast. That's where you find our blog reviews. It's so much going on over there. It's best you go check it out for yourself and see what you're missing. Also, find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and, of course, our BTN community over in our Slack room. We'd love for you to be there. And if you're not already, what's taking you so long? Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. That's the destination to be. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a glorious Friday and an awesome weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.